Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Wow! It's alive!
And away we go! Welcome to season 15 and episode number 3,275. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. Hi, the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's meat and potatoes go soul food. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, the Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clock.
Drinking and drunk. All right, away we go. Video shows naked Bronx man picking fights with strangers. Then he picks the wrong guy. Meanwhile, a porn star who sells penis-shaped candles arrested after toad venom made another man die. I won't say about that. Japanese teen arrested after he asked undercover cop if she'd like to star in porn. A man takes his car to a dealership and now a new 2020 Corvette he will mourn. And authorities say a Michigan lake is safe to swim in after 54,000-gallon sewage spill. Now you go first.
No, you go.
No, you go first. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. Here's how it works. We will spin the category wheel. Boom. Like butter. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. So far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Josh, who chewed three sticks of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum and found a way to answer 13 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Home and Joe's, and away we go. Welcome to season 15 and episode number 3,275. Well, Mark's in charge. Oh, God, what are you doing to me?
Jeez. Wrong damn button.
Oh,
That's much more comfortable.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Really.
Guaranteed future repeat for sure. As once again, we play the game known as Big Dummy. It is an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And so far, our biggest dummy of the year, that would be Sean, took him 14 questions.
I know.
One question correct.
I said Josh. Everyone keeps correcting me. Miles even said, hey, man, I think you said Josh. My response, ridiculous at the top of my lungs. F!
Yeah, well, he was a guy for years and years and years. He's probably the Ken Jennings of the group. He's probably like the overall champion.
Yeah. Ken Jennings of stupid.
And every time we play the game known as Big Dummy, we do a little poll. And to give you an idea of how things quickly happen, as you said, Ted, 48 hours is a long time, how fast things happen in a week. The last time we asked you a question dealing with you being a homeschool teacher.
All right.
Remember those days?
Got us so long ago.
Well, we just worried about, you know, COVID and whether
you're at home with the kids and, man, I'm running out of alcohol.
Right. If I could just.
Those were the days.
If I could just understand this homework assignment, I could help them.
That was
a week ago.
Back when we had COVID-19.
Right,
I mean, and everybody talked again.
Isn't that amazing?
Those were the days.
Isn't that amazing?
Sitting at the dining room table.
We were trying to
remember algebra.
We were talking about COVID. COVID. We'll talk about COVID again. You know that. But then we were.
Right, it's still there. Right.
Those were the days.
So, believe it or not, back then, we asked you if you were a homeschool teacher, what subject could you not teach very well? So, you know, there's certain subjects that you're going to do better off
more
than others.
What would you teach worse? You know damn well you're not going to teach any of them well.
Math would be the one that I couldn't figure out. But you know what? It's like you said, it's all different now as far as how the work is actually done. I learned, obviously, a more antiquated way of doing.
No, you learn math the way you learn math.
I learned math. So either way, it's not the same way they teach math now.
No, it is.
So I'd have to learn a whole new way to learn what I already knew, but in a different way. To teach someone something that I'm just trying to figure out on my own.
Well, you're right. You should not do that.
That's not good. But the subjects we had for you included math, history, science, and a foreign language. So which could you not do? And if you follow us on Twitter, Men's Room Live, we always put the poll up there for you so you can go and vote. So what subject do you think the people basically would have the easiest time explaining and teaching to their kids? And this is kind of a shock in a weird way. History.
Yeah.
History came in at 4%.
Because you can just look it up, and it doesn't take a lot to understand.
Wait, we could pick history? Oh, we had to pick what's the hardest.
The worst.
What's the most difficult?
Yeah, history is the only one I feel confident I could teach a lesson on right now.
And even if you're wrong,
History is something that you can look up and find the answers to. History is something that
right,
you can
don't
learn.
Have to think it, though.
You can digest this information.
You don't have to show your work.
Correct.
That's the point.
We're not asking you to do things on the periodic chart or anything
right.
like that. This is not chemistry.
That's true.
Speaking of, number three was science, but only 5% of you said, you know what, science is one that was difficult, and I think I'd have a hard time with it. A pretty low number, considering that math then comes in at number two at 29%. So 29% of you said that would be the difficult, hard thing that you could not teach. And the number one by far, that would be a foreign language, coming in at 62%. 62%.
You said you could teach sign language, which I
knew
you
could.
Which
is not a foreign language.
I was going to say, it doesn't qualify.
No, it's an interpretation of, in my mind, English.
Well, yeah.
And the signs, though, are universal. So a lot of the signs...
No!
Well, like,
if I went to Spain and you're deaf and we're going to sign each other, you're telling me I'm signing...
Like, yeah.
I don't even know what you signed. What was that?
What would this be?
Talk to me? I just know the Hawaiian thing.
Well, that's
hang loose.
Sorry, that's I or me.
All right.
So female still female, male still male. So there's a...
I don't know any of that. To me, you're giving me pitching signals.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's go steal third.
Miles, I got you.
What do you got?
All right, okay. Yeah, I'm just thinking about that guy downstairs.
I can say thank you and more.
Yeah, right, yeah. You could say, I love you.
Oh, that's actual sign language.
Yeah.
I only know it because of children.
Okay, well, I know that because of children. I didn't know it was actual sign language.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, kids. I failed you.
Yeah, I mean,
I just had.
If I said,
your
like,
kids were hungry.
I have you.
What are you doing?
I think you are crazy.
I'm pretty sure
that's universal.
Dude, my buddy's kid is very specific about music, so if you put on a song she doesn't like, she goes...
Oh,
more. Like change it.
Okay. All right. Very good.
It's like a little drunk dude.
So there you go. This week's men's room poll. We're gonna try to put you into some kind of a battle royale, so to speak. And this is gonna be crazy. Steve, you had dimensions on this on the ring. Is that correct?
Because people are gonna ask. Now, look, it came up earlier this week on the show, right? I don't remember why. Something about beavers.
No, we were talking
about fighting a beaver.
Why were we
saying that?
It started out because we were talking about what animal would you think would least likely be able to do any destruction to you or to do you harm.
But a reasonable fight.
Right. There was a couple who were walking in the country in England.
They were
an elderly couple, and they were attacked by cows. The woman made it out alive. The husband did not make it. He was killed by cows.
Is it entirely wrong that kind of makes me chuckle? It's not a great story. It's just cows.
Well, then we got on the subject of beavers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I said, no way do you want to mess with a beaver, man. Those things are ferocious. And we learned a lot about beavers that day as far as not wanting to mess with one.
And you were correct.
Not wanting to be involved in one. So we're going to pick some battles here, and you get to choose which you'd like to take on.
And it's the dimensions. It is 15 by 15. It is you and whatever it is you choose to fight.
Right. Number one is 12 chihuahuas.
Mm-hmm.
12 chihuahuas. Now, they're not the biggest dogs in the world. They're, in fact, the one of the more small dogs out there. But there are 12 of them. And you have to figure out a strategy for how...
I already have my strategy.
They've killed before.
I already have my strategy. I'm taking... No matter what else you put on that list, I know what it is. And they're going out hard. I'm sorry. If you're a chihuahua lover, this is not personal, but this is a fight in a 15 by 15 ring. I got it. They're done.
Okay.
It won't be easy, but it'll get done.
Next up is 4 squirrels. All right? Four squirrels.
Ted, you need to think about the scenario. Because everyone's... Man, they're teeny tiny. Yes, they are.
Where do squirrels go for? They go for your head and your face.
They are faster than you.
Mm.
And no matter which ones you grab first, the other ones are doing damage.
Right.
How do you know they go for your head and your face?
Because I've seen the videos. When they attack people, it's always,
But I would rather do that than my theory was they're going to run up like your pant leg or your shorts.
Could do that too.
Yeah,
you never know what
squirrels
move
around, man.
4 squirrels. So first we start with 12 chihuahuas. Then we move on to 4 squirrels. Your third choice to do battle with is 1 angry beaver. Now, keep in mind that the teeth of a beaver, as we know, beavers basically make their own ecosystem. They make their own home. They dam streams for a reason so that they have a pond, a lake to raise their family in. If you've ever seen a beaver dam or how unbelievable, like it's almost like an engineer came in and constructed this project because beavers know how to fall trees, obviously, to build these dams. So when they go around and they're creating.
But do they know how to fight?
We're not
comparing blueprints.
Could you feasibly cut down 15 to 20 trees with your mouth and your jaws? Think about this for a minute. This is the kind
with
of
my mouth. No,
with the jaw strength of this animal, You know, it has taken down 15 to 20 trees just to build a home with its mouth. And it's got two big beaver teeth in the front. This is not an animal.
It's got that big tail, too.
You want to bite you.
How big is a beaver tail? I know the strong.
It depends on the size of the beaver.
Well, fair enough.
But you're going to take on just one angry beaver.
All right. And what are the dimensions of the ring again?
15 by 15. Mm-hmm.
And finally,
but only a 3-foot ceiling. Which, no, I'm kidding. 15 by 15, 15-foot ceiling.
Which do you battle? 8 6-year-olds. Now, keep in mind, this is an absolute hypothetical.
Doesn't have to be.
Real, you know what I mean? Before we start getting complaints, this is a hypothetical. You're going to have to take on 8 6-year-olds. So, again, your choices. On which do you battle? 12 chihuahua, 4 squirrels, 1 angry beaver, or 8 6-year-olds?
I'm going chihuahuas all day, man.
I think I'm taking on the 4 squirrels.
Me too, man.
Why?
What 4 squirrels.
I'm telling you, man. Well,
number one, my nickname used to be squirrels. I'm kind of in their head.
I think if I can get one by the tail, I can.
But now you got one. What are the other three doing?
Well, here's what I got. Okay, think about it this way. Mm-hmm. I got the one by the tail of my hand, right? I start whipping that bad boy around, right? And now I've got, you know what I mean? I got this spinning squirrel, right?
But the other three are already clawing at your eyeballs and your testicles.
I'm going to use him like to fight off, like, you know what I mean, like a helicopter.
Fight off who? They're already in your pants and not your face. Now you're a guy getting his eyeballs ripped out of his face, swinging a squirrel around like a crazy man.
In my head, right. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going chihuahuas because my thought, like, they're tiny and they don't jump as well as squirrels do. A squirrel can jump from the ground to my face. And my face and my testicles are the two things I'm going to protect first. I know chihuahuas want the testicles. My thought is you grab two of these sons of bitches by the belly, so they become your punching gloves, but you got feet, you got hands, you go swinging. I think I can take the chihuahuas. And I think there's less blood on me than there is. Like, we both go into our battle rooms, right?
Mm-hmm.
You come out after your squirrel battle. I come out after my chihuahua battle. I'm saying you need medical attention.
Full-grown beaver can weigh up to 60 pounds.
Yeah.
Damn. Something to think about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I think that would be my last choice, to be honest with you. Just knowing the power of their jaws. Yeah, yeah. The power of what they can do with their mouth. If their mouth gets a hold of you, man, keep in mind, they can take down a tree with a perimeter of probably 20 inches. I mean, you're talking...
It's like Big Sheila.
This is a big tree, and they know where to fall the damn. They can fell a tree in the right location.
Sure, not only will it take you down, he'll know which way for you to drop.
Absolutely.
He can chew through your bones.
Yeah, he can do whatever hell he... Yeah, exactly, and use your bone to help build his dam.
Jesus.
Right.
That is the most terrifying beaver dam ever. He made it out of human bones.
Oh, don't you think that if he didn't kill you, he'd stuff you in that dam wall to make sure that the water held up a little bit better in there. That's what they do. They take crap and they stuff it in between the logs.
Write down all of these notes for your next book report on beavers. Known to make dams out of human remains.
But there was a case not too long ago. Well, it was probably in my lifetime that I do remember, where a retaining water supply, either from a mine or whatever, it breached. So the land barrier that they built had breached. However, below that, from the stream that came out of that that lake below, a beaver had dammed for his family below. When the breach happened, the beaver dam remained intact. And when all the water went over the top and receded, the dam was still in place, and the lake where the beaver built his dam, which remained, got larger.
Now, I remember the story.
Keep in mind, it's still mine runoff water or whatever it was, but the beaver dam stayed intact.
Sure, his family was poisoned to death.
Right, exactly. That too.
I remember that story, and the weird thing is the beaver actually rolled up to the people surveying it afterwards and said, yeah, I don't know who built that last dam, but they're done.
Hell no, not at all.
I'm also an electrician.
It's an impressive animal. All right, let's get this going. The game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA. Who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy. Hey, hello, guys.
Hola. Patrick, you on team, sober or not sober today?
Sober.
All right, Patrick, welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Dummy. You've been working, man?
Yeah. I'm working. I work right now.
What do you do for a living?
I deliver packages.
Oh, you're package delivery. Okay, so you've been busy.
He's a gigolo. Yes, we get right. That's code.
Nice. Or at least someone's getting laid. On our men's room poll, which do you battle? Will it be 12 chihuahua, 4 squirrels, 1 angry beaver, or 8 6-year-olds? There, Patrick.
I'll take on the chihuahuas. I feel like I'm a big guy. I used to be a punter, so I could. I think if they're all coming at me, I could probably give one good swing and take out at least
half. Thank you, man.
I used to be a punter.
Hey, maybe he learned it from you there, buddy.
Is it? You said it's 15 by 15.
It's 15
by
15.
Is it like
15.
A cage or like a ring?
I don't know. Whichever. You know what? No, it has to be a cage.
All right. You can't so I'm just saying, get out. You could kick them, but they might just stun them. They're going to come back.
That's all right, but they're a little bit slower, man. I'm telling you, two of the 10, 12 are already in your hand. They are punching bags.
Chihuahuas have killed.
I know they have.
Who died by a squirrel?
I don't know.
It's going to be you and Miles. You'll be the first two that are right down.
Patrick, do you think you could turn the Chihuahua over? I mean, do you think you could get enough lift on it to...
Oh, yeah, I could definitely. I can get at least 3 or 4 flips out of it if I caught it right, you know, right in the chest.
If we had to kick a field goal, I know that's kicking. We have to be within 20? There are no more footballs and it must be replaced with a Chihuahua,
I think you pick a smaller beaver based on their shape.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because they're more...
That actually makes sense. So if it's a field goal, you want to kick a beaver.
No, a smaller one.
Smaller beaver.
Not a 60-pounder. You know
sure. Let's not be ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like when you go buy a turkey at Thanksgiving. You got to pick the right weight depending on, you know, how many
people never do. Mm-hmm. All right. Here is your first question. What kind of creature was Sam on The Muppet Show?
I have no idea. I was like 2 when that show was out.
All right. Don't rub it in, brother. You know. Fine, he's young. That's right. He was an eagle.
Yeah. Like Uncle Sam. I'm assuming.
Yeah, that is pretty much precisely. All right. Your next question, Patrick. In the military, what does the abbreviation GI stand for?
General issue?
GI. This is
very close.
This is the GI.
Very close.
GI Joe.
The GI Joe.
Government issue.
Government issue.
Government issue. Which was a punk rock band.
It was. Yeah. What artist had the first rap album ever to go number one on the U.S. pop charts? Then people made fun of this dude. And then he started showing up, I believe, in some cell phone commercial. I don't remember the company. All the hands
out.
Not a bad guess.
What? Give it to me again.
So, what artist had the first rap album to ever go to number one on the U.S. pop charts?
Who did he say?
He said Sir Mix-a-Lot. It's not Mix.
Oh, is it, you got what I need?
He married Vince Neil. He didn't marry him,
Vince
but
Neil.
He presided over Vince Neil's wedding. Let me put it that way.
It's not Biz Markie.
No.
Oh, man.
Is he young MC?
MC. Oh,
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer.
MC,
yeah.
Hammer. MC Hammer.
He was the officiant.
The Vince, dude. And listen, not just Vince
Damn,
Neil.
That's weird.
It's insane. I remember making.
Like, I'm sure that marriage lasted with Vince.
We both funded MC Hammer about something. And somebody sent me a link. And you look on there, and this cat, like, he presided over Vince Neil's wedding. Just these random people who you know. But the last people you'd think he's rolling with. But yeah, apparently.
He's also a ball boy for the Oakland A's back in the day.
That's right.
Bat boy.
Yeah. Bat boy. What's the difference?
Bat boy. I think NBA, you're a ball boy. Oh, or soccer. Oh, you're a bat boy.
Bat boy, all right.
All right, here's your question. Other than Washington, how many states are named after a president? Other than Washington, how many states are named after a president?
So. Well, I can't even think of any other ones. But would it be, so I'm not including, like, I wouldn't include it in the digits of...
That is correct. Do not include Washington.
0.
Yeah, there you go. Knocked it out of the park.
Very good.
I like that he asked the question. Wait, I don't say Washington.
I really had to think about it, though.
Well, it's the thing. Everyone thinks about it, and in the end, you go, like, Washington's the only state.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of Washington counties.
There's Washington counties. There's Washington cities. There's all that stuff. Washington Heights, Washington, hell, Terrace, all this stuff, but you're only one state.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I thought apples came from Washington County in Maryland.
Way to keep it local, brother. I like that. Hello, Chad. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola! Hola!
Chad, are you sober or not sober?
I am completely sober.
All right, Chad, welcome to the show. Okay, our men's room poll. Which do you do battle with? 12 Chihuahua, 4 squirrels, 1 angry beaver, or 8 6-year-olds?
You know what? I'm going to have to go with the 8 6-year-olds.
Okay. Good luck with that. If you had a sleepover, I think you'd think differently.
I'm a teacher.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you got it. So you already pictured the kids who you're going to fight. Because Miles said today, well, how many kids? I said, how old are they? He goes, 6. Now, my kids are 8 and 9 and a half. But I thought back to them being 6, pictured me confronting a certain number of them. And I'm like, that's a horrible thought that went to my head. I was just fighting my children. Right. But you want to go about 8.
What grade do you teach?
I teach kindergarten to 5th grade.
P. Oh, cool. All right.
Oh, P.E.
You got deep knowledge, so, man. You got deep knowledge.
You're going to fight kids. They swarm. They all act together, so you can get a hold of them all at once.
Hey, Chad, I got to ask you a question. Do you still teach dancing? Yeah. Is that part of the curriculum?
Miles, I haven't gotten to that yet.
Okay, good.
What kind of dancing are they going to have you do?
They taught us all, like, the do-si-do and all that.
Right, but what kind of do they have now? What are they going to have you teach?
Well, I'm doing online stuff right now, so I just send video clips of how to do hip-hop dance.
You son of a bitch.
Nice work.
You got out of it. All right, I'll tell you what, Chad. Hang on the line for us, man. We're going to get to that on the other side of the break.
Quick break. More Big Dummy coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, Miss Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. If you'd like to be a contestant, when we last left there, we had Chad online. Chad is a teacher and playing for Team Sober and just getting underway with question number one.
All right, Chad, here is your question. How many children did Baron von Trapp have in The Sound of Music?
Six.
Oh, so close. 7.
Yeah. 7. Lucky.
I seriously hate that movie.
A lot of mouths to feed.
God.
That's a long movie.
And it doesn't go anywhere.
I mean, it's just stop singing so much, man. All right, here's a question. What part of your body is technically called the axilla? A-X-I-L-L-A.
Oh, my God. I really don't know. Sternum.
The next time one of your kindergartners hurts themselves and they reach their arms up to you for you to pick them up and you stick your hands under their armpits to lift them, that would be their accident. Your armpits.
The pit.
I was going to say you've probably touched this on your students, but then I thought maybe that sends the wrong message. I'll wait until after the fact. All right, your question. What is the only bird that can fly backwards?
Ooh.
Hummingbird.
Man, well done,
that's,
sir.
That's a good answer. It'll take me a while to figure that one out.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. Totally. I'd have to go through everything.
Jesus Christ. You do. You go through the whole roll of articles. Like, of every bird I know, would you have started?
It's, oh, God.
So I say there's a bird. It's the only one that flies backwards. What's the first one to go see your mind?
Well, the first thing I thought was drafting birds because they kind of just get hung up in the current. So I was singing an osprey. But then I realized that couldn't be right. And then I was like, bats aren't birds because they can fly kind of backwards. And then
Yeah, but the hummingbird, I mean, you've seen them go in and out of the feeder.
I know. I just hadn't gotten that far yet. I was starting from the bigger birds. It would have taken me all the way to the
It's almost like you go through alphabetical order. Albatross, no.
Yeah, right?
I have a bond with the hummingbird.
You do what?
Oh, really? Do you now?
I do.
Okay.
Do you have a little juice hanger out on your porch?
You cover yourself in honey?
When I was in third grade, we made paper mache animals, and I made a hummingbird.
So that's the connection?
And that's it. Yep. There you go. All right.
I used a toothpick for his little beak.
All right. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
That connection is strong.
Still is.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Matt, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
I'm sober today.
All right, welcome to the show, Matt. Okay, Matt, our men's room poll. Which do you battle? 12 Chihuahua, 4 Squirrel, 1 Angry Beaver, or 8 6-year-olds?
Man, squirrels are terrifying. Let's see. I think I'm going to have to go with the Chihuahua.
You're going to go 12 Chihuahua.
All right. I'm right there with it.
Okay.
Somebody did add, I feel very confident out of those four choices that Chihuahua would do me the best. But someone says, hey, man, Chihuahuas shake the chunks of flesh right out of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
We were going to go also 4 Canadian geese, which I thought would be pretty terrifying.
They are surprisingly terrifying.
They are. I don't know what it is. I mean, I know they're a big bird and everything, man, but they have no fear. They come right at you if they want to.
But, like, they want to fight.
Oh, yeah.
That's the difference. You're like, okay. All right, here is your question. What is the largest lake found completely within the United States?
The largest lake found completely within the United States?
Yeah, so it is one of the Great Lakes, a very large lake, but only one of them is completely within the U.S. Has nothing to do with Canada.
Is it Superior?
No, it's Michigan.
Oh, you got Lake Michigan.
That's right,
I say
right.
What bird can fly backwards.
I can do geography. I mean, there's only 5 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, Lake Michigan just makes sense also as it's the one named after one of our states.
But the Canadians could argue that with Lake Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The city of Erie could do the same.
But they wouldn't.
Turns out I don't know the names of all the Great Lakes.
Yeah, you do.
Really?
Sure you do.
All right, come on.
Superior, Michigan, Ontario, right. Now Erie.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Can you
dig it?
Dig it. Yeah, dig it, Lake.
I was thinking of a drummer boy. Lake Huron.
Huron.
Can you
dig it?
Lake dig it.
What happened to them? They drowned on Lake Dig it. Can you dig it? I knew that you could.
Hey, man, we're going camping this weekend at Lake Dig it.
I knew that you could.
See, like, you're perfect.
Like, used to be a big saying back in the day.
I can dig it, bro.
Can you dig it? I knew that you could.
Can you dig it?
I can dig.
We're going to Lake Dig It.
Sounds bad.
We are going to rename that damn Great Lake to Lake
Can you
Dig It.
Dig it.
Tourism will go up.
Yeah. Sounds like Friends of Distinction.
Man. All right, here's your question. What is the capital of Haiti?
Oh, ironically, I know that.
The capital of Haiti?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovey.
Is it have anything to do with Paisley?
Yes. Jesus. I had to go through the whole thing. Yes.
Any idea, man?
No, I'm blanking on that one for sure.
Port-au-Prince. What is it, Paisley?
Port-au-Prince.
Oh, Prince the artist. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. All right, gotcha. All right, more Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999. Ola will be back in seconds.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.